The word isma or infallibility means a protection or a covering. It is therefore a special grace of Allah that is given to a person so that they are able to keep away from sins out of his or her own free will. Some schools of thought believe that the prophets are infallible only from mortal sins like idol worship. Some others say that the prophets are protected only from the age of maturity to the end of their lives, while others believe that they are protected only during revelation. The Shia believe that they are infallible from the time of birth till they die. So how can we prove the prophets are infallible? First, we will prove this through the intellect. The main objective of the prophet's mission is to guide man towards the truth. If these prophets do not obey the divine instructions themselves, people will doubt the entire message. What do we mean? Imagine you find the prophet stealing at any time of his life, and then at the time of revelation they say don't steal. The people will never accept this. This will water down the whole message and no one will believe him. You will not know if he was telling the truth or not. This simple proof, along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and power, dictates the message must be pure. Second, we will prove this through traditions. God is saying about what Satan says is that he will misguide all of your creation except for those who have reached the stage of mukhlas. There is a difference between mukhlis and mukhlas. Mukhlis means you are sincere but haven't reached the stage of complete immunity. Mukhlas is where you have been purified by God for the sake of God. This means when someone becomes a mukhlas, Satan's influences cannot disturb you or enter that protection you have. That is isma and infallibility. Another example is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many places in the Holy Quran has made and ordered unconditional obedience to the Prophet. The Holy Quran states, "We did not send any messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave." He did not say to be obeyed only in the messages of a book. He did not say to be obeyed only by preaching. Rather, in all areas of their lives they must be obeyed. This proves infallibility because God will never tell us to obey someone who makes mistakes. And another proof, when God told Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was appointing him as an imam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam asked if his children will also be made imam. God replied that the wrongdoers from his descendants will never be given this honor. This proves that God only chooses those who are infallible to represent him as guides to the human race.